And then when she walked through my door and her skin was just beautiful and she was just radiating excitement and happiness and she was emotional. And then I was just like, I started crying. She started crying. We hugged and
I love it. So next time I get a zip, I'm hopping on a plane to Indiana and you're going to treat me.
Hey, I'm Lewis the Laser Guy and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money, it's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams.
Welcome, Emma. Long time no see. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I met you a year ago in Scottsdale, Arizona, right?
I know. It's crazy.
Great to see you again. And you're from, is it Indiana?
Yep, Indiana.
Awesome. Now refresh my memory. What was your background before you came to National Institute? What kind of work were you doing over the years?
So I was an esthetician. I've been an esthetician for 4 years now. And I worked at Massage Envy for a couple years before I came.
Or like doing facials there? Or?
Yep. Yeah, I was doing facials, chemical peels, just pretty like generic esthetician things.
All right. And you look so young, my dear. Do you have family or kids or single? What's your status?
I no kids and I'm engaged to be married in August of this
Congratulations.
Year. Hopefully, if everything goes accordingly with everything going on right now.
So. Are you excited?
I'm so excited. I'm getting a little nervous, but yeah, I'm very excited.
Awesome. So you're an esthetician, you're working Massage Envy, you're doing facials. What made you wake up one day and say, I want to do technology, I want to do cosmetic lasers?
Well, when I went to school for aesthetics, I always wanted to be in the medical field with aesthetics, whether that be dermatology, plastic surgery. I wasn't quite sure. I just knew I wanted to do more the medical side of aesthetic.
Right.
And when you first graduate from aesthetic school, it's a little hard to get a job. And I went right into applying for those medical positions and I was getting a door shut in my face every single time I tried to apply somewhere. And then I ended up at Massage Envy because it's a little easier to get a job there. You don't need to have lasers or anything like that on your resume. And after a couple of years, I, you know, was getting that itch to be in the medical field. I was like, I really want to do this. So after a couple of years getting experience at Massage Envy, I started doing research on being a medical esthetician. And I found myself on the National Laser Institute website. So I decided that doing lasers was probably where my next step was.
And so were you scared to like jump on a plane from Indiana to Arizona and start something brand new?
Heck yes. I was terrified because I was all by myself. And at the time I was 20. Yeah, I was 20 years old. So I was freaking out. And, but you know what? There was a lot of things going on in my personal life at the time. And I was like, you know what? This is the time where I need to take this and do my thing. And it was such a growing and learning experience, that whole 3 weeks that I was in Arizona. And I loved it. And yeah, it was great.
So tell me about your experience from the moment that you landed the airport, you got the hotel, you stepped foot into National Institute. How was that 2 week experience?
At first I was very nervous because obviously you don't know anyone. But it was very reassuring knowing that everybody that's in that class, we're all there for the same thing. And that was really comforting. So I made a lot of great friends. We're still friends to this day. We text all the time and it's great. But that first week of didactic, it was a little nerve-wracking. It was a lot of information. And at the end of it, you know, sitting in that cold room, it was like, okay, like what's next? And it was clinicals the next week. And that's when everything really started clicking. And after that, it was super comfortable. And after you get that laser in your hand the first time, it's a little nerve wracking. But then after the first couple of days, you're like, oh, I got this. And it was really relaxing. It was good.
All right, do you remember your graduation day?
Yes, I do. And oh my God, you guys, you know how to have a good graduation party. Let me just tell you, all the videos and the music and the drinks and everything. It was so much fun. And I recorded it all on my phone and I still like go back through my memories and it was a blast. Yeah.
Yeah. I love how you said the word memories because I always tell people that my favorite quote in the world is Maya Angelou, who says, people forget the words you say, People will forget the things that you do, but people will never forget the way that you make them feel, which is all about the memories and the experience. So people say to me, they say, Lewis, what do you sell? And I tell them, we don't sell cosmetic lasers or Botox training. We sell an experience and a memory that lasts a lifetime. And our goal is to help empower other people like you, change your life and chase your dreams and do what they want to do. And so that's what makes it so fun for me. So, okay, you graduate from National Laser, you hop on the plane, you go home. And now how did it evolve from Massage Envy to the next job?
So I actually applied to the very first medical facility that I applied to out of aesthetic school. So this job at the plastic surgery place is called Aspire Plastic Surgery in Fort Wayne. And that was the first job I applied to out of aesthetic school, and they turned me down. So I reapplied 4 years later, and I applied before I went to National Laser Institute. And while I was out in Arizona, I got a call from the manager there. And on my application or on my resume, I went ahead and put that I was a laser technician because, I mean, by the time I came back from Arizona, I would have been a laser technician. So I went ahead and applied while I was out there, and I got a call. And it was the very last day at the National Laser Institute, and they said, hey, when you get back from Arizona, we'd love to have you come in for an interview. And when I was on the phone with them, the one thing that they said, they're like, you know, we were looking through your resume and, you know, seeing you have experience and everything like that. But they said the one thing that really, really made me stand out from any other resumes was I went to the National Laser Institute. And I was a laser technician, and that, like, it hit me. I was like, okay, I made the right decision. You know, coming out here by myself, spending lots of money, you know, I was like, it's all going to be worth it. And it has been. So when I got back to Indiana, the very next day, I went in for an interview and I got the job.
How'd that make you feel?
Amazing. Amazing. Because that was the first job that I applied to out of aesthetic school. It has been my dream to work there. And the fact that I got my dream job because of taking the chance to go to National Laser Institute, amazing.
So you've been working there for about a year now?
Yep. Yeah, it'll be a year in June.
Okay. What types of technology procedures do you guys focus on there?
Oh my goodness. We are always adding new, because as you know, the laser world is always growing and evolving. But the big one is Halo. It's a hybrid laser. We do the Neo. That's a new one. Laser hair removal. We do BBL, which is very similar to
You do the photofacial, skin rejuvenation.
Yep, photofacial. Yeah, that's our biggest thing that we do is photofacials. And then we obviously do like chemical peels, hydrofacial, dermaplane, like things like that. But we do a lot of laser.
Do you feel that clients are coming to you to become more beautiful or more to build confidence and self-esteem?
Confidence and self-esteem, big time. There are so many patients of mine that will walk through that door and they are at the lowest of their low. And they're like, you know what, Emma, I just want to feel good again. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, something has happened in their life, either a divorce or, you know, family death. And they're like, I just want to feel good. I just want to feel confident. And that's like the biggest thing I see, especially with acne patients.
Right. So I was talking to one of my nurse friends yesterday, and she was talking about her patients at the hospital. She's working at the hospital, you know, urgent care stuff for years. Now she's doing cosmetic medicine like Botox and fillers. She goes, Lewis, oh my goodness. She goes, never in a million years would I get a cell phone number from my patient in the hospital or get their Instagram or Facebook. And she goes, but every single patient in the med spa world, I got their Instagram, I got their Facebook, we have drinks, we're buddies. She goes, I love the fact that I'm forming relationships with the patients.
Yeah, I see that every single day. And I think I'm friends with half of the patients that I have on Instagram and Facebook. And I mean, it's so cool. It's such a good relationship that you have. It's not just someone that you're working on their face. It's like, this is Susie and she's married and she has this many kids and she did this. And you really get a bond with these people, and it's amazing.
Yeah. And that's what people don't get. People who come to this industry, they're thinking, I'm going to be a provider. I can provide great laser hair removal and photo facial and cold sculpting, which is great. You do, but it's all about the relationship. It's a bond. It's a connection. It makes everybody feel good. You know?
And I think that's what makes or breaks people in this industry. is either they're in it for the money or they think it's going to be an easy job. And it's like, you really have to be passionate about this. You really have to care about people. And, you know, you really have to care what they want for themselves. So, and a lot of people ask me that. They're like, oh, well, anybody can do this. It's like, yeah, anybody can, but you have to be passionate about it.
Yeah, and I love your passion. I love your energy. I love your vibe. I mean, you radiate passion and energy and a love for the business, which I love to see. And I see that so frequently from everybody who gets to this business, regardless whether they're an esthetician or a cosmetologist or they work at Nordstrom or a stay-at-home mom, career changer. So I'm just curious, out of all the patients you've seen in the last year, what one patient do you have a vivid memory about an experience that you just, they just, it was almost life-changing for them? You made them feel so good. Did they cry or did they rave about you or call you at midnight and tell you happy? Like, what, give me one example.
So, this was somewhat recently, working at Aspire. I have a patient and she was one of my very first patients I had at Aspire when I first started. And she had terrible, terrible acne. And she actually came to Dr. Lee, who is our plastic surgeon. And she came to him because she wanted a laser treatment to just laser off her skin, basically. And he brought me into the treatment room and he asked me, you know, Emma, can you take her back and talk to her about skincare and everything? Because just lasering your skin isn't going to treat it. So I took her underneath my wing and I really helped her understand and like her acne and everything. And after 4 months of treating her skin, when I looked at her skin and she walked through my treatment door, I closed the door and I looked at her and I was like, your skin, it's amazing. And she just starts crying and she's like, Emma, I never thought that my skin would ever look like this. And I was like, it was breathtaking for me because that was my very first like severe acne patient that I've ever dealt with. So, you know, I have confidence, but also it's like when you start doing, when you're in this career field, there is a little bit of doubt in the back of your head. You're like, am I picking the right treatments? Am I picking the right products for my patient? Am I doing this? Am I doing this right? And it's a lot of trial and error in this career field. So going through that journey with her, I was a little nervous too. I was like, I hope this works out. And then when she walked through my door and her skin was just beautiful and she was just radiating excitement and happiness and she was emotional. And then I was just like, I started crying. She started crying. We hugged and yeah, now she comes in and we just do little hydrofacials here and there. And we don't have to do these severe treatments to really clear up that acne. And yeah, it was
amazing. I love it. So next time I get a zip, I'm hopping on a plane to Indiana and you're going to treat me. For people that are watching this podcast, this interview, that are estheticians that are thinking of advancing their career like you with technology, or maybe they're stay-at-home mom, maybe they work at Nordstrom's or Target. What kind of words of advice would you have for people that are checking out this industry? Be honest.
My advice would be to follow your gut and follow your passion. There's so many people that ask me like, oh, I really want to do this, but I don't know if I'm going to make enough money. I don't know if this or that, like they come up with, not to be harsh, but come up with these excuses or these roadblocks. And I just want to tell them, like, follow your passion. You can make thousands of money in this career field if you work hard and if you have passion for it. So that's what I have to say is just follow your gut. And if you are constantly thinking about this career field, if you're constantly thinking, no matter what it is, if it's nursing, if it's engineering, if it's this, if you're constantly thinking about it and if you have a smile, you know, if you have a smile whenever you think about it, that is the answer. Go for it and follow your passion, follow your dreams, because it's going to be so worth it. And during that journey, you may have some roadblocks, you may have some doubts, but in the end, it's going to be so worth it.
I love that advice. Amazing advice. And I give that advice to people all the time because I meet people that have thought about going to National Laser for 7-10 years. I said, why didn't you do it? They said, well, I had bills to pay. I had kids to feed. I had anxiety. I wasn't sure. What if I don't get a job? What if it doesn't work out? And then I say, well, what made you jump in? They said, no, they said, life's too short. I finally want to do something for myself, to be the best version of myself, to be empowered and to feel good. And I can always go back to my old job, but life's too short to not chase your dreams. So I commend you on chasing your dreams and following your passions. And congratulations. I love your story. And let's stay in touch, okay?
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Lewis, the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.